Welcome to Talks from the Bible. What think ye of Christ? Matthew 22:42. This was a question which Jesus asked the Pharisees as they were gathered together. As you listen to this program, what do you think of Christ? This is an important question that must be answered by every human soul. Some simply ignore Christ, while others give great consideration to the matter as to who he was and is. In the time of Jesus, there were many different opinions of him. Jesus asked his disciples on one occasion, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." Matthew 16:13-14. While Jesus possessed the qualities of all of these men, he was none of them. Jesus had the fire of John, the devotion of Elias, and the sorrow of Jeremiah, but he was uniquely the Son of Man. But then his question, "But whom say ye that I am?" Matthew 16:15. While Nicodemus saw him as a teacher, others saw him only as a miracle worker. A woman with a disease that had cursed her for 12 years, causing her to spend all that she had on many physicians while being no better, said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." Mark 5:25-28. As he came into the land of Gennesaret, the whole region began to carry about in beds those that were sick, and whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. Mark 6:53-56. In Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude came to be healed of their diseases, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Luke 6:17-19. In the Gospel of John, this beloved disciple writes of 7 miracles which Jesus performed so that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life in his name. John 20:30-31. Here is the greatest miracle of all, life in his name. Jesus has the power to forgive sin. This miracle worker from Nazareth has the power this day to take our broken lives and make them whole. He has the power to take our sin-scarred soul and make it right with God. He has the power, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah 1:18. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.